Now, in our Climate Connection series with National Geographic, we head to an island paradise, Kauai, Hawaii. It's a place where some of the rarest plants in the world live just this side of extinction because of extraordinary efforts to protect them. Some of those efforts have come too late. A quarter of Hawaii's native flora are gone. But in the first of two reports, NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine discovers that while Kauai's native flora continue to be lost, they are also sometimes found.
I wish I had a pair of waders.
Any tourist worth her shoes knows if you're after authentic, you've got to get off the beaten path, which on Kauai will likely leave you knee-deep in mud. This little journey's only doable because the first 3 miles are on planks. Otherwise, it'd be pretty slow going into Kauai's Alakai'i Swamp.
You want to take the camera from me?
The place gives new meaning to wet and wild. No hula-hooped, mai-tied luau's here. With every boot step into the swamp, through rushing water and curtains of fog, you slough off the centuries like layers of pretense and only then discover Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've just walked into a hush, dark place. Epiphytes and moss and tree ferns.
And mints, violets, hollies, primrose, common names but uncommon plants, whose seed miraculously took root here on this island millions of years before people arrived. In the hierarchy of native flora, these are the ancients. Overhead and underfoot, everywhere I turn, flourishing in a terrarium of a habitat where rain is measured in feet and where the plump ohia blooms. A plant celebrated in this centuries-old chant. Pelted by rain, the forest is bruised. Crushed are the flowers. They weep in the cold. In this story of unrequited love, those crushed flowers symbolize a woman, and this shrouded landscape, her temperament. Plants dwell in the heart of Hawaiian culture, whether the glorious red ohia that greeted the first Polynesians or the boat plants they brought with them, the banana trees, coconut palms, sugarcane, and breadfruit, and the sacred taro, the stuff of poi. Plants are inseparable from the Hawaiian language. Ohana, the word for family, is rooted in the taro's bulb.
We come from plants. Our whole philosophy of explaining how we end up on Earth comes from plants. We're descendants of plants.
The voice of Sabra Kauka is a familiar one on Kauai. She's a champion of Hawaiian language, culture, and the traditional uses of native plants.
So if we see them thriving, we know that we too as a people will thrive. We see them disappear, we too disappear.
And so the need for today's journey with field botanist from the National Tropical Botanical Garden here on Kauai, Steve Perlman, who over the decades, along with a handful of other adventurers, has quite literally risked his life to save endangered plants.
We are going to try and collect some seeds from the rarest of the Hawaiian orchids, Platanthera holochila, because we're down to only, as far as I know, one plant left on Kauai.
Unlike the Hawaiian culture, which since the 70s has come alive throughout the islands, native plants continued to die. Most tourists don't even notice, distracted by fertile valleys and lush roadsides. But the foliage and flowers they're seeing are largely from introduced species, plants that have escaped gardens and gone wild. Goats, rats, sheep, they're also invasive species, but trumping them all for sheer destructive power is the wild pig.
In fact, we're going to be tracking our way across the Alakai Swamp using some old hunter trails.
Pigs leave an easy trail for hunters and depressing evidence for botanists. Expanses of earth that look rototilled, not a root left alive. Yet fertile ground for another ecological nightmare, its calling card like bouquets on a grave.
Man, all this gorgeous flowering ginger, and I can't even enjoy it because it's an invasive plant.
Yeah, it's hard to enjoy when you know what it's doing to the ecosystem.
So what is it doing to the ecosystem?
Well, as you can see, just
also on staff at the Botanical Garden is restoration ecologist David Bender.
Nothing can germinate and grow underneath the shade of this ginger, so the more it spreads, and it spreads really vigorously, the more area it takes over.
And now, as if it needed any help, the Himalayan ginger and its nasty friends have a powerful ally, climate change, which means the likelihood of increasingly severe tropical storms, storms that will rip into forests and tear the life out of ecosystems. When Hurricane Iniki ravaged Kauai in 1992, some of the rare species Steve Perlman had been monitoring disappeared. He's not going to let that happen this morning as we step through spongy bog and close in on the green-fringed orchid, the last of its kind on Kauai.
You look under here, just three tiny little plantlets.
And he scores.
So I'm just going to work my way along the stem.
Wow, is that
ripe.
Tiny?
Yeah, hundreds of seed in each pod. So
the seed capsules he collects will now be shipped to an orchid specialist at Illinois College. With any luck, a seed will germinate, and a grown plant will be returned to Kauai and to its people.
Okay, look at those plants. Those are the flowers, okay? Look at right there. Right there is the flowers.
A child's wonder is part of the payoff for botanists like Steve Perlman, who's talking with kids at a native plant farm.
It says Cyda phallax. In the Malvaceae, or
plants he's helped rescue now thrive here in cultivated fields under the watch of these second graders and their Hawaiian studies teacher, Sabra Kauka.
Okay, before we put these plants in the ground, we say a prayer. Makaukau.
Makaukau.
Ekeakua.
Mahalo no.
Mahalo no.
It takes a village and its children to save a native plant.
No ke'ia nani la.
No ke'ia nani la.
Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Mahalo.
No ke'ia la'au ilima.
To see photos from Ketzel's adventure and follow the fate of the rare fringed orchid, stop by Ketzel's blog, where it's all Hawaii all week, at npr.org/talkingplants.